Last year, Chinese authorities confiscated over 110 million pirated products, books, magazines, movies, music, and software. Chinese officials Thursday said this is a result of a new intellectual property rights strategy that began last year. Yin Xintian, spokesman for the State Intellectual Property Office, says authorities will be even stricter this year, especially with the Olympic merchandise.
In order to make sure that the 2008 Olympic Games are a great success, the Chinese government has taken very seriously the improvement of legal system for legal framework for protecting IPR related to the Olympic Games.
Ying dismissed the idea that even with increasing arrests and confiscations, the problem may be growing faster than government oversight. At the same time, officials acknowledge it is difficult to educate the public about copyright protection. Xu Chao, Deputy Director General of the National Copyright Administration, says China needs more time.
To be short, we only have a roadmap, but we don't have a specific time frame. That is to say, we do have an annual goal of completing how many enterprises.
Companies around the world complain that open piracy of their copyrighted goods goes on daily in China, as well as in much of the rest of Asia. Illegal copies of Western movies, books, and fashions are sold in markets all over China. U.S. entertainment and software companies say they lose billions of dollars in sales each year in China because of piracy. In one example, authorities in the United States are investigating a counterfeit operation they think has links to China after they discovered $25 million worth of fake name-brand products in New York and New Jersey. Thursday, Chinese officials asked the international community to be patient. Besides the confiscating illegal products, they say, judicial protection of intellectual property rights is improving, patent applications are increasing, and international cooperation is expanding. Jamila Trindle for VOA News, Beijing.